Poslušate Slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS širom Australiji in po svetu. Prav upam, da uživate v poslušanju današnje oddaje. Danes bolj ali manj imamo temo, kaj se dogaja v zvezni državi Južne Australiji, v glavnem mestu Adelaida. Ravno prej sem se pogovarjal z gospodom Adrianom Vatovcem, ki je častni konzul Republike Slovenije za to zvezno državo. Sedaj pa imam na telefonu aktivnega člana slovenske skupnosti, ki je tudi v upravnem odboru slovenskega kluba v Adelaidi. Gotovo veste, da bodo letos praznovali 60. obletnico obstoja kluba. Glavni organizator tega praznovanja pa je gospod Edi Lukač, ki ga imam sedaj na telefonski liniji. Edi, lep pozdrav. Welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Eddie, before we go into the actual event itself, what about if you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your involvement within the Slovenian community?
Well, my family's been involved in it from the beginning of it, from its original origins as an association in Adelaide, and we're involved in getting the original club up and going and built, and helped raise the funds, and then as the Slovenian community did for all its members and people, helped build each other's homes and then ultimately helped to build the first Slovenian club in Adelaide. I came on board, I think it's probably 3 years ago now, as the original members, we call them first gen Slovenian members, started to get on, and it was apparent that a lot of the work, and particularly the long hours and having to look after the club for people who are hiring the hall, was too much for these guys that have been there up till their 80s, so it was time for the next generation to try and lend a hand. So there was a couple of us that stepped up, myself and Mark Arell, who may be familiar to listeners through Finsbury Press, is one of the directors, and Frank Dodditch were the first three of the next gen that decided to come and give a hand, and since then we've managed to have a completely new committee that's been sworn in at the last general meeting in August. I'm the vice president as well, and we're looking to just get some new energy into the club in Adelaide.
Which part of Slovenia do your parents hail from?
My mother came from a little village called Katinoco, which was very close to Šťák, in turn very close to Žana. She used to walk down to Trieste with the eggs and a chicken every now and then to sell when she was a little girl. And my father came from Kozina, closer to Auckland, I guess.
Pogovarjam se z Edijem Lukačem, ki je podpredsednik slovenskega kluba v Adelaidi in je tudi glavni organizator letošnjega praznovanja 60. obletnice delovanja slovenskega kluba v Adelaidi. Sedaj se bova več o tem pogovarjala. Eddie, as I mentioned, you are the main organiser for this historic event, celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Slovenian Club in Adelaide. Tell us more.
Yes, it's really a pretty incredible journey that particularly the first generation members have gone through to get this established and keep it up and running for 60 years. And we're very proud that the younger ones are aware of the amount of time and effort that they put into it. And we're keen to celebrate that achievement and to recognise those efforts, and to showcase the things that we as younger Slovenians growing up in this country, what that we experienced and remember of our own culture, and share that with any visitors that would come along.
And tell us more about the celebration itself.
Well, we've decided to do it as really the main focus is to keep it as a family day, as something to share with the entire family, and hence we've decided to make it a daytime function rather than an evening sort of extravaganza, so that kids could come along and grandkids, and we can get a cross-generational sharing and understanding of some of the things that go into being a Slovenian in Australia. And the focus is to be inclusive. So we'll start the day with mass early, a Slovenian mass, and then the club doors will open from around 11 and there'll be things that some are more Australian than others, but there'll be bocce and eight ball competitions and a bit of table tennis, and there'll be some sausage making possibly. We're just working out whether we've got enough expertise amongst us to do some Kleinsky making lessons and get people to share some of their own food and possibly wine, and inviting them to actually bring some of their samples to share with a table or so of people. We don't expect people to cater for everyone, but it's really trying to share as much as we can of the culture and the things we grew up with on the day. And it's a daytime thing. We'll have music going most of the day, and then there'll be some official functions and remembrances around the 3 o'clock, where our honorary consul, Adrian Vatovitz, will be involved, but also some poetry and songs and recognition of people that from the past and who made all of this possible. So a real family-focused day, and it's pretty easygoing. And then at the end of the day, hopefully we'll get a couple of pigs on the spit. We're just looking for people to pre-book with what if they're coming, so that we know what sort of numbers that we're catering for.
And the date of this event?
25th of June. I think it's the anniversary of Australian independence on the same day. That's part of why we chose that particular day.
It's a very appropriate day. It is indeed the 26th anniversary of Slovenian independence, the 25th of June this year. Join the Slovenian community and members of the Slovenian Club in Adelaide to celebrate a momentous occasion, the 60th anniversary of the Slovenian Club in Adelaide. It's a huge event. Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pridite u čim većem štivilu da skupaj praznujemo veliko okroglo obletnico 60. obletnice delovanja slovenskega kluba u Adelaide. Ravno zdaj sam se pogovarjao s glavnim organizatorjem tega dogodka, s gospodom Edijem Lukačem. Eddie, we wish you and the committee every success in celebrating this special historic event. No doubt we'll be reporting further about this on SBS Radio. Thank you so much for your time and speaking with us today.